coming up on April 28th and 29th, it'll be the annual Spring Creation Conference at Living Waters Bible Camp in Westby. And the featured speaker again this year is Dr. Steve Austin. Steve is an adjunct professor of geology at Cedarville University, and he may be better known as a professional field trip leader and the Indiana Jones of geology. Is that right, Steve?
Okay, that's what you call me.
I tell you, you have done a lot of research and taken a lot of explorations. Give us a little bit of your background so our listeners can understand who will be presenting at the conference later on this month.
Well, my PhD is in sedimentary geology from Penn State University. And even before finishing graduate studies, I've been an advocate of doing field work and being in the field and leading field trips and collecting rocks and fossils. And so I've been into the crater at Mount St. Helens by helicopter. I've landed bush planes on glaciers in Alaska. I've been by ATV into archaeological sites in the Middle East. Been in some of the world's deepest coal mines. Been in jungle swamps. I've been walking around in Patagonia and southern Argentina. I've been to the summit of Kilimanjaro in Africa, the volcano. And I haven't been to Antarctica yet. That's of all the continents, the one I haven't been to.
I hear that yet there. I think a trip is in your future.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. Ooh. And there's some volcanoes down there. Mount St. Helens volcano is my favorite volcano. Grand Canyon is the canyon I go to a lot. I've done 25 raft trips through the Grand Canyon. I spent over 400 nights camped out below the rim of Grand Canyon. And I've retraced the steps of Darwin, the voyage of the Beagle in southern Argentina. And I've been, to the Middle East. I'm currently doing research on the mud of the Dead Sea. And the layers of mud are very instructive to me, and I'm working on the chronology of earthquakes in the Bible, believe it or not, as seen in the deformed sediment layers, the thin layers in the Dead Sea mud.
So tell us about your fascination, or what drives you to do all of this research and study in geology.
My mom noticed very early that I liked rocks. And my dad took me out to show me things. And by the time I was 4 years old, I could classify minerals, but before I could read.
Wow.
And so I was handing my mom a textbook, a mineralogy textbook, and saying, "What is that word underneath that crystal?" And quartz. So that's how I learned to read, was mineral book.
That's what was driving. You know, it seems like God has just wired you that way. And
yeah.
You know, in all of your research, what have you found to be true about the Bible? Have you found proof as you've been doing the studies in the Grand Canyon and Mount St. Helens and all these different places? What are you finding?
Well, there's the scripture in 2 Timothy 3:16. You know, the Word of God is inspired and is acceptable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and training in righteousness, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I see Scripture as forming the framework of my thinking, and I like that. I love thinking that way. 2 Peter chapter 3 the last words of Peter are, beware lest anyone take you captive by the error of unrighteous people,
mm-hmm.
and then grow in the grace and the knowledge. Well, the error of unlawful and unrighteous people is the slow and gradual thinking in geology, and maybe my teenage rebellion years were delayed, and maybe I started questioning all of the geologic evolution that I was taught as a kid, and so I started questioning all kinds of things. I read Jort Gaylord Simpson's book, The Meaning of Evolution, when I was 12 years old.
Oh, my.
When I was 8 to 10, I was on television regularly talking to in a science education venue in San Francisco television. So anyway, very early I had this tendency, and then, of course, I love God, and during my education, I found Christ, and that redirected my thinking. And fortunately, I was directed to the Bible as being a good framework for generating the theories of geology. So that's what happened to me.
Now, part of what you do, you take these extreme field trips. I mean, I've always loved field trips. I always loved going with my kids when they were going on field trips just to get out there and see what was really happening. But you take extreme field trips, and you're going to be doing one of those when you are here in Wisconsin later this month on April 27th. Tell us about that field trip.
On Thursday, April 27th, we're going to put a bunch of people in a bus, which is a great way to get together, and we're just going to go around, look at rock outcrops, and in the Devil's Lake area in the Wisconsin Dells. And it's a beautiful country, but the rock formations there tell an exceptional story.
They are amazing, aren't they?
Yes. The Baraboo Quartzite, the Cambrian sandstones that sit on top, all of that, and the glacial features, the lake itself, and all of just that area is amazing. And so we like looking at it and just thinking about it.
So tell me,
actually, that's God's creation museum right there. He made it. Right?
It is, and that's what I was going to ask you. When you're looking at it, what do you see?
Yeah, it's a creation museum.
Yep. Yeah.
It's God's creation museum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a billboard. God made it, to show His eternal power and divine nature. It's clearly seen in the things which are made. So I just love looking at power and thinking about the eternal power and divine nature of God. Just powerful experiences. When I'm in Grand Canyon, I like looking at a lot of strata and thinking the history of the flood, and we can see some of that in southern Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
We love going out in fossils, rocks, evidence of glaciers, the river drainages. We love to see metamorphic rocks, igneous rocks, and sedimentary rocks. We can see all of those in the Dells area in southern Wisconsin.
Now the field trip to the Dells will be an optional field trip that people can do. Again, that is going to be the day before the actual Creation Conference begins. But then at the Creation Conference, you will be we'll be conducting four different lectures. Tell us about what you'll be talking about in those lectures.
The four lectures are Mount St. Helens, Explosive Evidence for Creation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to talk about my experiences at Mount St. Helens as a laboratory for studying the catastrophic process in creation and the flood. And rapid canyon formation, rapid strata formation, rapid burial of organisms making fossils and coal, things like that. The rapid repopulation of the earth after the flood. Those are things I've learned at Mount St. Helens. Then I'm going to talk about Grand Canyon, creation in the global flood. Grand Canyon is really well built by God to show us what we need to see as we're thinking about creation and the flood. I believe it's one of the seven wonders of the world in Grand Natural Wonders.
And oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's spectacular. I'm leading a field trip, a raft launch through Grand Canyon, May 5 through 13.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
And so I take people on raft trips through Grand Canyon. Pinch me, that's my job.
Okay. I know. And so those are the first two. What are the other two lectures that you'll be giving?
I'm doing research currently on the Dead Sea mud.
Mm-hmm.
And the mud layers of Dead Sea are stacked up on top of one another, very thin record of sediment. And I'm studying the upper 30 feet of the mud of the Dead Sea, and I can see the earthquakes in the mud. Bible earthquakes are preserved.
Hmm.
And I'm studying Amos's earthquake, the one time of Amos the prophet at about 750 B.C.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big earthquake. It's not mentioned in the Bible, but its presence in the Bible is indelibly inscribed. It's the earthquake of 31 B.C. It was the earthquake that is the background for the New Testament writing, a magnitude 7 earthquake. And then I'm studying the earthquake of 33 A.D. Pinch me, I can't believe that either. You know, I'm involved in, I think, plus or minus 3 to 5 years, somewhere an earthquake in the Dead Sea sediment, likely a Jerusalem earthquake. That could be the earthquake of the crucifixion of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be in sediment. And so I'm just looking at the chronology of the Bible and earthquakes.
So you're seeing this actual shifting of the layers, or how do you detect those earthquakes in the sediment?
They are deformed. They're wrinkled by the earthquake.
Hmm.
When the earthquake wave goes through the sediment, the upper just few millimeters of sediment is rippled by the earthquake wave, and the boundary between the water and the sediment creates this boundary effect like a ripple, and that's it's a historic seismogram essentially of all of the last 4,000 years, Abraham to the present. That's what I'm studying in Dead Sea. Fourth lecture is on where Darwin went wrong. And what I've done is I've retraced the portion of the Beagle trip that Darwin took, his voyage on HMS Beagle with the crew of the Beagle. And I've retraced their steps, and I've camped where they camped, and which is kind of interesting. And I have a place that I call Camp Darwin. And Camp Darwin was where Darwin wrote in his journal how he understood the canyon of the Santa Cruz River in southern Argentina. And it probably was a very important strategic moment for Darwin, and he adopted the wrong interpretation. He took uncritically the thinking pattern of Charles Lyell, a geologist who wrote a book called Principles of Geology, And Darwin assumed that mode of operation of the Santa Cruz River from this previous geologist, and it was the first wrong turn in a series of wrong turns that Darwin made, I believe.
So your observations have brought you to a totally different conclusion.
Yes, I believe in catastrophic floods. I believe in creation, and I'm basically trained like Darwin, Charles Darwin. In fact, Darwin was interested in three things: the professional development of Darwin was oriented around three things: around erosion, fossils and strata, and tectonics, the study of mountain building, mm-hmm. those forces. And those are the three things I'm interested in. Earthquakes, I'm interested in strata, and I'm interested in fossils.
Very interesting parallel.
Yeah, so Darwin and I have a lot in common, and we have a lot that we differ on. And so that was a good experience for me to retrace Darwin and see it a different way. Mm-hmm. And boy, did I see it a different way. I don't need to go the way Darwin went, and I think he did go wrong. So I called the lecture Where Darwin Went Wrong.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fascinating time. Who would you encourage to attend the Creation Conference this month?
Oh, anybody with especially an interest in science, mm-hmm. high school or college level science is that's the level I teach at. And then I would think anybody with an interest in scripture, knowing what the Bible says about science, and those would be the things that would really and people who like field trips, people who are thinking about how to integrate faith mm-hmm. and facts. Those are the subjects I deal with.
And seeing up close how those come together.
Yes, mm. And putting pieces of the puzzle together to make the world we see. That's the kind of thing I think people want to do. And so Dennis Seiler there at Living Waters is a good friend of mine, and he does outdoor education, which is kind of the same thing I do. And mm-hmm. So anyway, we have a passion to study God's work in the creation that he made.
Well, it is going to be a great weekend. Again, starting out with the optional field trip, that's on Thursday, April 27th, going to Wisconsin Dells and Devil's Lake with Dr. Austin. And then the Creation Conference, they'll have the creation training as well as creation museum tours, worship music, meals, fellowship, nature hikes. And that is open to the whole family. That's at Living Waters on April 28th and 29th. And again, Dr. Steve Austin will be presenting those four lectures there. It's going to be a great time of training and just seeing God and coming alive in the outdoors and how Scripture comes alive as well. Dr. Austin, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you later on this month.
Okay, and look forward to being with you.
Oh, thank you. Again, that is the Spring Creation Conference taking place at Living Waters Bible Camp in Westby. That is going to be April 28th through the 29th, and you can find more information on the Praise Network calendar. Just go to the calendar on our mobile app or on the website at praisenetwork.com, and you can find the information and links there. The Spring Creation Conference, April 28th and 29th.